This is Dr. Dong. The clinical patient last name is Doan. Again, Doan. First name is Richard. Date of service is March 2nd, 2023. The patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, it was in October 30th, in 2012. First up, the patient was in a military base in Bell, B-E-L-L, California. First up, it was in Southern California. First up, the patient was on the military duty. First up, he suddenly fell down approximately 2 flights of stairs. First up, he rolled down the first flight and then deflected off the wall and rolled down the second flight of stairs. First up, he was immediately in consciousness. First up, as a matter of fact, he was out of consciousness for at least 30 minutes. First up, he woke up in the ambulance. When he woke up in the ambulance, the patient was confused, disoriented, with a severe headache. He was also having ringing in the ears. The patient was brought to the hospital at the base. The patient received X-ray. The patient was diagnosed with concussion. Since then, the patient had severe headaches, had blurred vision, ringing in the ears, sensitivity to light. The patient is prostrating and prolonged headaches every day. The patient is ringing the ears bilaterally. The patient's memory loss, poor sleep habits, trouble of memory and concentration. Sensitivity to light. Sensitivity to noise. Loss of sex drive. Patient's been taking ibuprofen as needed for the headaches. The next paragraph, our patient is currently working for the Department of Defense. Our patient is an engineering technician. Our patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. Our patient has difficulty to talk to people. Our patient is ringing the ears. He has difficulty hearing people. Our patient has weak lips sometimes. Our patient is not able to concentrate. Our patient has significant difficulty to read sometimes. The patient tells me that noisy environment affects him, and he's not able to concentrate at work. It is my opinion that the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. October 30th of 2012, a patient rolled down 2 flights of stairs. The patient fell and rolled down 2 flights of stairs. The patient rolled down the first flight of stairs and deflected up the wall and rolled down the second flight of stairs. The patient had immediate loss of consciousness. Patient loss of consciousness for about 30 minutes. He woke up in an ambulance. Patient was taken to the hospital for substance, then he had significant headaches, blurred vision, ringing the ears, sensitivity to light, and loss of memory, difficulties, concentration. The loss of consciousness, headaches, blurred vision, ringing the ears, light sensitivity, memory loss, poor sleep habits, these are all signs and symptoms suggesting traumatic brain injury. It is my opinion that he's sustained traumatic brain injury from accident or stuff. That's the next step of the patient.